Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Bottom of the Ocean is a memoir chronicling the trauma and hardships Adair Newby faced during her childhood and young adult life. When her father abruptly leaves to be with another woman, Adair's family is thrown into a state of turmoil. Without the love and guidance desperately needed from her parents, Adair becomes pregnant at 17. Throughout the births of her three children, she loves men who never give her love back, who abuse her time and time again. It's not until she comes back to God and her faith that she recognizes and begins to demand the love and care that she truly deserves. Adair Newby has a strong Christian faith and is greatly involved in her church, married with three children and six grandchildren. And Adair Newby, author of The Bottom of the Ocean, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Adair. Welcome to the program.
Welcome, Rick. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing fine and looking forward to talking with you today. What a powerful message you have, inspirational for so many people. And let's start with the beginning. This trauma started when you were very young and, of course, vulnerable at that age. Your father left the family. What gave you the strength to carry on when you were so very young? How did you deal with this?
Well, as I said, my mom and my grandma was our source of strength. As a young child, the only person you could lean to was your parents. So there wasn't much you could do at a young age.
Yes, that had to be difficult to understand what was going on and why your life was suddenly so much different than it was before, and probably some of the other children that you were associating with or playing with in the neighborhood. At what point did you feel you were at the lowest in your life? I mentioned some very traumatic situations that you went through. Do you remember a time when you felt, this is just about as low as I hope it gets?
Well, I felt the lowest in my life when the abuse started.
Yes.
And was treated as if I'm nobody and I'm not appreciated in anything I do.
That had to be difficult to deal with that. How did you deal with that? And maybe it took some years before you finally sorted this all out, but how did you deal with that? Was there a time when you thought, wait a minute, I'm better than this and I deserve to be treated differently?
I think about that at all times. But knowing when you're young, you have young kids, you have nowhere to turn. Your mom was your only source. And I've been through a rough part. My mom was, it was very difficult. So there wasn't much I could do.
In looking back now, you can sort of maybe put things better in perspective, but you're right. When you go through that situation and you're dealing with everything you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, it's very difficult to objectively look at it. You're just, I guess, in a survival mode at that particular point in time. Our guest on the program is Adair Newby. That's A-D-A-I-R-E, Newby, N-E-W-B-Y. The book is The Bottom of the Ocean. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. I mentioned the abuse that you went through in the beginning. Why do you think you chose men who were unkind to you at that early stage of your life? Why did you, on a repetitive basis, choose men that were unkind?
Well, as a young girl looking for love and for someone to love you, you really don't know much of anything. Until when you get into a relationship and started to get connected with each other. Then you realize they have been unkind to you and what you get caught into. So there wasn't any much when you're looking for love and you get connected to that person. You don't realize what you're going into until when you get caught into it.
And then you have to deal with how you survive, how you get out, how do you go on with your life?
Asking yourself how you get out,
And you talk about that, you really open up and talk about that in the book, The Bottom of the Ocean, book available wherever books are sold, send you to Amazon, easy to remember. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to Adair's page on Amazon, get information on the book. At what point did Jesus come into your life and change then began to happen? Do you remember when that occurred?
Well, as a child, I learned about Jesus from going to Sunday school with my mother and grandma. As I got older and started to understand more of the teaching of Christ and faith, I held on to the lesson I learned through every struggle and every battle. Brought me to my knees where I prayed, knowing that one day I would be delivered. And in 1997, when I traveled to the U.S., the changes started to happen. I still struggled knowing my children were there in Jamaica, but the sacrifices I made helped them and opened up doors that led me to where I am today. So that's what keeps me, faith.
Yes, and it's interesting because you could sense, obviously, that changes were happening. Once you allowed Jesus into your life, you saw the changes. Yes. Talk about that. That had to be like a very fulfilling, rewarding experience when suddenly you realize, well, you look at yourself differently at that time, don't you?
Yes, I did. Through it all, I never gave up. I never gave up hope. Because I always look into the mirror and ask myself, why? Why is this happening to me, you know? And you reach a point where, you know, you have children, you have nowhere to go, no one to turn to. So you just have to hold on to whatever faith you have along with your family behind you.
Adair's story in her book, The Bottom of the Ocean, available at Amazon, the usual places, and we'll give you all that and have it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about this process when you came to recognize and understand your value, your beauty as a human being, and you were deserving of love and kindness in your life. Was that a gradual process, or was it something that suddenly you're realizing, I'm Adair, and I'm a valuable person, and I need to be treated as such? How did that whole transition begin for you?
Well, as I said, all my life, I do recognize the value and beauty in me. But it takes someone who does not know how to appreciate the person and their value.
Yes.
That God has created in me until he blessed me with a man who sees the value in me and the person I am of pure heart and to love me and treated me for who I am and what I deserve.
There's so many people going through similar circumstances and thinking, boy, I want to have that faith. I want to believe, but everything is falling down around me. How do you get through that? How do you keep your faith? How did you keep your faith when it seemed like your life at that point was shattering?
I keep praying. I keep my faith by praying, talking to God, try to be strong. With all that was going on, I never give up. Even through the road, even though the road was rocky, my family was all that matters. So I try to be strong. I try to hold on to whatever little words I can get from God by my family talking to me and always said, just keep the faith, keep the faith, keep the faith, keep pushing, keep pushing.
As you're going through those difficult times, was it difficult to realize that God was with you, was by your side through it all? Was it difficult sometimes to recognize that, okay, I'm not alone going through this?
Yes, I know, because getting to know Jesus by his words and listening to my family talk about Jesus, there wasn't anything or anyone to say that God was not there by my side. Because I believe he was through there, through it all. He was there through it all my troubles and trials I was going through. I always stand by his words. Without his words, you're nothing.
Yeah. Yes. Adair Newby is our guest on the program. If you're Googling Adair, is A-D-A-I-R-E, Newby, N-E-W-B-Y. Book is The Bottom of the Ocean. Did you ever have doubts? I mean, really serious doubts that life is going to get better, thinking maybe this is what I'm destined apparently forever. Did you ever have doubts that this may be the end? This may be what it's going to be. And if so, when and how did you talk yourself out of those?
Yes. Sometimes I ask myself, why me? Because when things get so bad at times, you think to yourself, is there ever going to be an end? Is God going to answer? But when you remember you have three beautiful children, you have to stay strong. And remember, God is going to fix it for you, even with doubt.
And that's what happened. When you look back now, as you were putting the thoughts to paper for The Bottom of the Ocean, as you were writing this story, do you feel now that maybe all that pain, all that physical abuse, there was a reason for that? You came out of it, and now you're a stronger person, and you're sharing your message and helping other people that went through similar circumstances. Do you ever feel that there was a reason that you went through this?
Yes. First of all, when we as human go into a relationship, no one expects it to be abusive. We all went in it for love. Until when you started to see a negative side of the person you have never seen before. And I personally continue to pray for the men in my life, hoping one day they will change. I believe changes happen, but not in an instant. So when we have problems, the only valuable option is to push through it with faith.
Why do you think we go through, and we all do, painful times in our lives, and we try to sort out why this is happening to me? And I'm sure you went through that a number of times as you were going through the circumstances you talk about in the book, The Bottom of the Ocean. Why do you think we go through painful times in our lives?
I come to find God's grace from knowing there is a God who created us all. And knowing he will never leave us nor forsake us. You just have to stay in faith. Because at times when I look at the situation that I've been beaten back and forth with people standing by looking in and no one to say stop. The only thing I have to do is just look to God for refuge and stand in faith.
And that made such a difference in your life. And you talk about that so well in The Bottom of the Ocean. Why do you feel that hope and faith can literally move mountains, which they did in your life? You had strong hope and faith, and that got you through the circumstances to a point in life where you were now sharing this message with others. Why do you feel that hope and faith can literally move mountains for people?
You know when you're a child of God, when you're hear the words of God in ringing in your ears back and forth every day, and you say to yourself, or you think to yourself, why, or you ask yourself why? The only thing I can think of, never leave. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Faith can move mountains only if you believe. You have to believe in faith, because even at times when you look, you want to climb over the cliff, or you want to do this, or you want to do that, the only thing that's standing between you, with you, is you and God. And when you talk to him, you cry to him, tears, he's the only person that can help you and get you from where are you at?
Why? What do you hope is the takeaway for readers of The Bottom of the Ocean? When someone reads this book, what do you hope the message is that will stick with them, will resonate with them? And I say that because it's easy for somebody to say, here's what you need to do when you're in an abusive relationship. That's one thing. But you lay your life out there and people can relate. It's like, okay, Adair knows what I'm going through because she went through it and came out a better person for it. What do you hope the message is that readers take away from reading The Bottom of the Ocean?
Well, the reason for my book, The Bottom of the Ocean, is I was drowning. I was drowning deep in the ocean. It's like I was down, way down. That's the reason why I gave the book The Bottom of the Ocean. Because when I look back at my life and knowing what I've been through, I said I cannot keep my abuse relationship to myself. I have to put it out there to let someone know who's going through the same situation that I've been through for 18 years. Do not stay in a relationship for 18 years and said it's okay. It is not okay. Get out of it, especially if children is involved. Children live what they learn. And watching your kids seeing all this abusive relationship going on in front of them, it dramatizes them. It tear them down. Because you have to be dear for them. You have to love them. Show them, let them know that they have been loved. Because becoming an adult, they're going to, sometimes they follow the same floor mat, or sometimes they don't. So you have to make that sacrifice. Even though I stayed there for 18 years, I want to let people know that. Do not stay there and say, I'm there because of my children. No, it is wrong. It is wrong because love is something that grows like a flower. When you plant it and you water it and you cherish it, watch it grows. That's what love is. And the person treats it for who you are.
Adair Newby is our guest on the program. That's Adaire Newby, N-E-W-B-Y. The book, The Bottom of the Ocean, her memoir, and available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. What was it like for you to tell this story, to write The Bottom of the Ocean? Was it difficult going back and reliving those memories that you had in such a detail that they were very beneficial for the reader, because you're really being very honest, candid as you're writing? Or was it sort of like for therapy for you to go back and do this? Or was it really difficult to go back and relive those moments?
Oh man, I would never put that moment on no one. I never want to relive that moment. Those moments that I've been through, I have to take bushes with my kids, no one to say stop. Crowd standing by looking in, no one to say help her. No, I would never want to relive that moment. And I want anyone outside who's going through that situation, do not stay there. Get out, because you can lose your life. Get out, because it's not a nice fear. And I can tell you from my prospect, my feelings, because I've been down that road, and it's not an easy road. You have cutting tools, you have weapons, you have all that's not nice being thrown at you.
You share all of what you went through that is helping so many people. The reviews have been excellent for The Bottom of the Ocean, a remarkable job that you've done in writing this in such a way that it's so relatable, and you're vulnerable and candid in your presentation of the story to maximize your ability to help other people. Are you working on another book now? Is there anything else you're working on?
Yes. I'm going to work on another book. My other book going to be I'm going to name it One Room, because I never forget where I'm coming from. And I've been living, my mom was not wealthy. I'm from a poor family. But even though I'm from a poor family, my mom always tried to do her best. Because my dad walked out when he was pretty young. And my mom was her only source, and my grandma. So I'm telling anyone who's listening right now, do not forget where you're coming from. Do not pass no assertion about the other person. Because you have to read the book to know what's inside there. And my second book is going to be The One Room. I live in a one room with eight family members. And even though it was one room, all of us was happy. We were happy to be there because it was a family of love. My mom, who is not here anymore, she passed away in church. She was a Christian, and she died in church. It was a church worshiping that night when she passed away. And you know what? I miss my mom so much, but she was at the right place at the right time. And I'm telling all those families out there, whoever has a mom, to cherish that person. Hold your family closer. Love them, because we only have our family right now. Because this world we're living in, we all need Jesus. We all need God in our corner. Because without his word, we are nothing. And no one is perfect, but I'm a strong believer in Christianity. And God is my source. My children, my husband, who I'm with for 26 years, never said to me a harsh word or raised his voice. Every day he called me, honey, how is my wife doing? How are you doing? And I say, honey, I'm fantastic. In life nowadays is so corrupt. You just got to hold each other closer and show them how much you love them. Do not, in my book, I said, soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words serve anger. A lot of people nowadays lose their relationship because of the words that come from their mouth.
Yes.
Words of power. Words of power. It takes two to tangle. If there's a problem, walk away. One of you walk away and come back again and address it at a different angle. Because a lot of time we lose our husband or we lose our wife by just the words that come from your mouth. Think of what you're going to say and always remember to say you're sorry. I'm sorry, and address whatever situation in a different angle, because words stir up anger.
Well, you have such a powerful message that's in this book, The Bottom of the Ocean, and I'm sure will be a powerful message that you'll relay to your readers in the newest book that you're working on, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. This book, The Bottom of the Ocean. Adair, are you on social media? I think you're on, what, Facebook? Can people follow you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram. But not social media, no.
Okay, so Facebook and Instagram, and we'll have that information on our website. Adair's name again is Adair Newby, A-D-A-I-R-E. The book is The Bottom of the Ocean. Adair, it's been a pleasure meeting you, having you on the program, giving you the platform to express some very important messages that you know firsthand because you've gone through these struggles in life. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure, Rick. It's my pleasure. Well, and I just want to close with, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And everyone can do all things through Christ who strengthened them, because he's the creator of all of us. And God bless. Love you all.
It's a great way to end the program, summarizing the theme of Adair's book, which is The Bottom of the Ocean. Book again available Amazon, the usual places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.